log six watching this series, this movie or whatever it's called. So the police lady had to wear an outfit. They were trying to do a sting, and she wore this plastic coat. The previous movie or something showed up yesterday where somebody had a plastic coat with a black boundary. It might have been some kind of YouTube feed or something. But it showed up the next day in the series I'm watching. It reflected back. What I'm doing is I'm doing a log for a few days, maybe a week, maybe a month, but I'm trying to decode how this story plays out and how long you have to hold something in your mind before it reflects back. And not only how long you hold it in your mind, the number of repetitions, if it's a fleeting thought, if you hold it for 3 seconds, 7 seconds, whatever, or if every thought is going to reflect back in the storyline, no matter how long you hold the thought. What it comes down to is this. Your life is a movie, and it's actually reflecting back out from stuff that you're doing. And you might say, well, if it reflects back in 3D, are these agents? Are they shapeshifters? Are they angels? Are they witches and warlocks? What are they? But if it's reflecting back on a movie that you're watching or a TV series or something. And when I watch a movie, I watch it to decode, you know, whether it's a time travel, teleportation, any kind of movie, I watch to decode. I'm 21 minutes in, you know. I'm just stopping it as I'm thinking about stuff that I thought about. Remembering what you said yesterday is good. It's very good to be able to do that. But to remember what you were thinking yesterday, that's tough. But you can do it. You have to train yourself to do it. You have to be aware of your inner man. And once you become aware of your thoughts, you will actually start to see those thoughts come back in this holographic simulation.